Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. And today we have, drum roll please, for our Monday mini, another quiz episode, because apparently we're terrible at taking quizzes. should not surprise us at all, but it did.
It really doesn't.
And also, yeah, just to have something a little bit more lighthearted. This was just a fun, easy thing that we could do. And we really hope that you're playing along. We should have posted these where you can find them and sending us what your results were and whether you agree or disagree. And if you agree or disagree with our results, what you think we should have gotten.
And are you in our house?
Yes. Because
the next quiz we're going to do is my choice, which is also, if you listen to the last one and if you remain and listen to the entirety of the thing of the episode, it was a Harry Potter quiz. We have discovered I am Ron Weasley. I look just like him, obviously.
Yes, I always say that.
You know, you call me Ron all the time. It's weird.
Mm-hmm.
But this time, though, I wanted to know what hybrid.
Oh, I'm nervous because people...
Hogwarts houses, are you? We're going to learn the truth today. And I will say, my answer, I'll go ahead and let you know, because it was kind of shocking, was a Slytherpuff.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh,
it was
no.
a mixture of Slytherin and Hufflepuff, which is the opposite of what I thought. So, Annie, are you ready?
I'm so nervous. Okay, I'm ready.
Here you go. This is a big test. So, first of all, which house are you actually in? You know
Gryffindor.
The houses. Gryffindor. Yes. So she says.
I am. Darn it.
Okay, which house, and don't pick your own, do you actually low-key admire the most?
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had the ambition of Slytherin. I wish I had the wit of Ravenclaw. I wish I had the patience of Hufflepuff.
The wit of Ravenclaw.
Okay. You're left in the possession of the Marauder's map. What do you do with it? Find the best professor, free routes to sneak around the castle? For good old-fashioned sleuthing? I'm very nosy. Or you're very nosy.
Mm-hmm.
I would use it, you would use it, for genuine directions. I've got places to be, mate. That was my accent. You're welcome.
That was great.
To help your friends and fellow housemates get out of trouble or find out things about my enemies and use the information as leverage or use it for sneaking up on friends and scaring the shit out of them.
It's definitely the first one. To find best professor free routes to sneak around.
Okay. I definitely was like, I'm going to scare the shit out of my friend.
Of course you were.
Of course I am. Where is your favorite place at Hogwarts? The kitchens, the Quidditch pitch, the library, the Great Hall, the Astronomy Tower, my common room?
I think the library.
Okay. How do you study for the exams? With great difficulty, group study sessions, I make up songs to try to remember important things, color-coded notes, flashcards, I'm the master of revision. Usually just tend to wing it on the day. Or read, read, read 24/7.
Color-coded notes and flashcards. That was my method.
That was not my method. As you can guess, I winged it. Is that a word? Winged it?
Winged it.
What quality do you most value? Determination, commitment, gratitude, compassion, confidence, or honesty?
Compassion.
Compassion. That was me too. All right. Someone has hexed the corridor you used to get to charms school or charms class. My bad. That's a different thing.
Yes.
To charms class. What do you do? Skip the class altogether. Find another route. Unhex it. Duh. Send a first year through it. See what happens. Try and work out how to get past it with everyone else. Go straight to the professor and tell them and get them to sort it out.
Find another route.
What is your favorite lesson at Hogwarts? Quidditch, charms, potions, transfigurations, defense of the dark arts, and herbology.
Defense of the dark arts.
Isn't it defense against the dark arts?
Yes, but I don't mind.
Someone.
I'm going to defend the dark arts till the day I die.
What would your Patronus be? Jaguar, panda, house cat, eagle, wolf, or dolphin?
Wolf.
Wolf. I said that too. All right, let's see.
Oh, no.
Okay, here we go. Calculating.
Oh, no.
You are also Slitherpuff.
Tragedy
You're
has
a
struck.
Mix of Slytherin and Hufflepuff. Believe it or not, it is possible to reach the dizzying heights of your ambitions by being a good person.
Okay.
You're somewhat of an introvert. I don't think that's true. You prefer to be second in command rather than the leader. You're easily persuaded, and it doesn't take much for you to follow the path that your closest friends have taken. Sometimes you're a little too loyal to the wrong kinds of people, but you're always quick to check yourself if you feel your true self disappearing.
Nope.
Oh, no.
I disagree.
The Slytherin just keeps coming behind.
There's a conspiracy here, and I will sort it out.
It keeps trailing you.
All right.
Just so y'all know.
Okay, here is the Star Wars one we promised that I chose. And it's going to be very fun because it uses all the movies and Samantha has not seen them all. So
they made me watch the first episode one. It was bad.
It was on in the background. We weren't really paying attention. All right. Are you ready?
Let's go.
All right. This is a How Stuff Works quiz as well. There is a multitude of Star Wars films. Which of these do you like the most? Rogue One, The Force Awakens, The Empire Strikes Back, or A New Hope?
I think it's the Empire Strikes Back.
Yes! It's the best. All right. If you get into a scrap at the cantina, who do you want watching your back? Poe Dameron, which is Oscar Isaac's character, General Grievous, Chewbacca, or Han Solo?
I can't say Obi-Wan because, I mean, he's the one that cut off the hand. I'm kind of impressed. You know what? I'll go with Chewbacca.
Oh, yeah. I think he'd be pretty solid.
I think he'd be a good one.
With so many movies and so many characters, it's not possible that you like every single one. Who is your least favorite character? Okay. So Newt Gunray is like the reptilian-looking thing from episode one. Watto is the flying blue guy from episode one. Saw Gerrera,
right?
You don't know, so skip. Anakin Skywalker.
Yeah, Anakin Skywalker. I'm going to go with that.
Yeah, unfortunately. You need a droid to help you through the Star Wars universe. Pick one. K2SO, BB-8, C-3PO, or Gold Dude, R2-D2.
Goldman.
Goldman? Is that who you're going with?
No.
I was about to say.
R2-D2, obviously.
Obviously. He's the MVP.
Yeah. I mean, every time.
Not everyone speaks English in a galaxy far, far away. Who had the coolest sounding language? R2-D2, Chewbacca, Jawas, or Jabba the Hutt? Very concerned face is being made.
Why would Jabba the Hutt be? R2-D2.
R2-D2.
Who would say that? Jabba the Hutt.
What planet seems like the best place to build a home? Naboo, which is the planet from episode one. Coruscant, which is the big city planet. Alderaan, which is Leia's home that got blown up. Or Tatooine, which is the desert planet where Luke is from.
I'm going to go with Coruscant. Can't remember exactly what it is, but it seems better.
The city planet. Okay. There are some tough women in Star Wars. Who's your favorite? Jyn Erso, Rey, Princess Leia, Princess Amidala?
Princess Leia, of course.
Of course. Of course.
Of course.
Who is your favorite non-human non-droid in the universe? Admiral Akbar, the guy who yells, "It's a trap!" Mon Calamari, Darth Maul, Chewbacca, or Yoda?
Chewbacca.
The Jedi have some real ups and downs in the history of Star Wars. Who was the best of the bunch? Mace Windu, Yoda, Obi-Wan, or Luke Skywalker?
I'm going with Luke Skywalker.
Yeah!
I mean, just seems to make sense.
On the opposite end of the spectrum from Jedi is a Sith. Pick your favorite user of the dark side of the Force. Emperor Palpatine, Kylo Ren, Darth Maul, or Darth Vader?
Did I say Darth Vader? Sorry.
Yes.
I'm going to say Emperor Palpatine. I mean, as bad as he is, he's bad.
He's up there. You want a lightsaber. Pick your color. Purple, red, blue, or green?
Purple.
Purple, like Mace Windu.
Ooh.
There are some big beefy monsters in Star Wars. Which one was the coolest? Sanda Aqua Monster, Space Slug, Sarlacc, or Rancor? So the Sarlacc is the big pick. The Space Slug is the one they flew out of in the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Oh, it's Holly's favorite character. Did Greedo shoot first? Who's Greedo? No. Yes and no. Yes.
Yes and no.
Yes and no. Yeah.
Good answer.
There's no doubt that the Millennium Falcon is the most fantastic ship in Star Wars. What's the second best? TIE Fighter, which is the bad ones. Star Destroyer, which is the really big bad ones. Slave One, which is Boba Fett's ship. Or an X-Wing, which is what Luke flies in.
Oh, is that the baby plane? I want that one.
Okay.
You mean the baby one.
Okay. Which trilogy is the most fun to rewatch? I like the non-trilogy films. The second trilogy, the original, or the third trilogy?
Well, to be fair, I've only watched the original, so I'll go with that.
It's also correct. Which Star Wars death was the most tragic? Admiral Akbar, Darth Vader, Han Solo. Oh, spoilers, are Obi-Wan.
Oh, no. Well, I'm going to go with Han Solo because I haven't even seen it yet. Damn, Gina.
Whoops. There are a whole lot of force powers you could use if you're skilled enough. What's the best one? Force illusion, force lightning, the Jedi mind trick, or telekinesis?
Mind trick, of course.
The Jedi mind trick. All things being equal, who's the best actor from the Star Wars movies? Ewan McGregor, Liam Neeson, Carrie Fisher, or Harrison Ford?
Carrie Fisher.
Damn right. Have you read any Star Wars books? Got it. No. if you were down for a little Star Wars cosplay, who would you go as? Darth Maul, Kylo Ren, Captain Phasma, or Darth Vader?
Who's Captain Phasma?
So she's Gwendolyn Christie from Game of Thrones. She's in the new trilogy, and she's like a big... mean stormtrooper lady.
Okay. Yeah, her.
Yeah. All right. Which characters do you think was the most blatant attempt to get kids to buy toys? R2-D2, Jar Jar Binks, Yoda, or Ewoks?
I mean, that's a toss-up, but yeah, Jar Jar Binks, I believe.
Nope. Got it. Have you ever stood in line? She has not. Next to Star Wars, what's the best franchise that involves aliens? Aliens, Predator, Men in Black, or Star Trek?
I'll go with Aliens.
Yeah,
the other one you introduced me to.
Yay! In the comic books, the Star Wars universe has had some brushes with other universes. Which crossover sounds the coolest? Star Wars Transformers, Star Wars Soul Calibur, Star Wars Star Trek, and Han Solo, Indiana Jones. Oh, that one was sad.
Indiana Jones.
Okay. All right. It can't all be winners. What's your least favorite movie? The Phantom Menace, Solo, A Star Wars Story, Return of the Jedi, or The Force Awakens?
The Star Wars Story?
Okay, you haven't seen that one, but all right.
No. Nope.
Which scene do you think is the greatest scene in the entire franchise? Luke Skywalker's death, Kylo Ren kills Han Solo, the destruction of the Darth Vader, or Luke discovers Vader is his father?
The destruction of the Death Star.
All right.
Because those are just spoilers. Well, damn, Gina.
Who deserves their own spinoff movie? Porkins, Darth Maul, Boba Fett, or Yoda?
Porkins
she
all
knew
day.
Who Porkins was,
I knew
you guys.
Exactly who that was. Up there with the most recognizable characters to me. I was like, oh, I know who that is. I've seen this character.
I didn't even know who Porkins was until like this year. If you want someone tracked down, you need to hire a bounty hunter. Which one of these do you trust? IG-88, Jango Fett, Cad Bane, Boba Fett. Probably only know one of those.
Boba Fett, because it seems like the only one I know.
What side of the Force are you using? I don't need the Force. Dark, gray, or light?
Gray.
Ooh, gray. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know what that means, but yeah.
Not everything is fun in games in Star Wars. Who's the creepiest character? General Grievous, which is that picture. Snoke, Darth Maul, or the Emperor?
Darth Maul.
Oh, interesting. Who did
he
you get?
Move.
You got Princess Leia!
Yes!
You have the heart of Princess Leia. There's no doubt about it. At first, people may think you're the sort of person who doesn't have a lot of power, but that's because they don't know you and what you can do. You're organized, determined, and you don't let anyone walk all over you no matter what the situation. That's Boom. Awesome.
Boom.
Congrats. That's so cool. I got Luke Skywalker. Surprise. Yes. Now you have a fun one I'm excited about.
Yeah, you ready? Because I was like, this is going to be fun. I want to know, would you survive a horror movie or not?
Nope, I would not.
But by the way, I did not.
Okay.
Apparently I tripped over air and died. Okay.
That sounds right.
Just so you know.
Okay.
You're home alone and you hear a noise in the next room. To you, what do you do? Lock the door and call the cops? Go investigate. It's probably just the cat, right? Or run to the front door.
Go investigate. I know the truth.
You're definitely going to die.
Yeah.
Okay. Someone is chasing you. What do you do? Trip over my own feet and try to crawl away. Run away and don't look back. Make sure all my friends get away too.
I'd like to say make sure all my friends get away too, but I feel like it's run away and don't look back.
I think I'm pretty sure that's what I put too. Your friend is injured. What do you do? Drag them away slowly, leave them there and try to bring back help, or stay there and comfort them?
Leave them there and try to bring back help. I Good sound like done. A terrible friend.
Good to know. I'm going to trip you. A strange number calls. What do you do? Answer the phone. Ask the person to identify who they are. Hang up and call the cops.
I would not answer the phone, but of these choices...
Right.
I guess I'll answer the phone. It's the opposite of what I actually would do, but okay.
Okay, finally, you're in the woods and you suddenly hear crunching noises nearby. What do you do? Start running? Nothing. It's probably just a squirrel or something, right? Walk towards the crunching noise.
Nothing. It's probably just a squirrel or something.
Okay, here we go. You survived.
What?
How rude. You thought quick on your feet and outsmarted the villain. That does not make sense.
No, it doesn't. It really
does. I think I should have survived.
I think you probably should have, yeah.
Well, Karen, according to this one, you survived.
Dang.
It's because you're the white girl. Brown girl always dies.
I'm the final girl.
You're the final girl, yeah.
All right. Well, that surprises me.
Me too.
But okay, we have one more, and we're going to close out with a feminist quiz because we started with a feminist quiz. We're going to end with one, and this is a BuzzFeed quiz. Which feminist cartoon character are you? And because this one has a lot of pictures, Samantha's going to take it with me. Like, she's going to have it alongside. All right. You ready? Which quality do you most desire? Positivity, honor, truth, humor, knowledge, ambition, loyalty, charisma, or beauty?
Honor.
Oh. Choose a 90s items of clothing. Tattoo choker, jelly sandals, mom jeans, slap bracelet, fanny pack, butterfly clips, bucket hat, Doc Martens, or crushed velvet.
All right. I rocked those butterfly clips.
I had a ton of those too. Oh, man. Day. I actually do
I think
still
I wore
have
to
them.
The prom.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's how fancy I was.
Which city do you see yourself living in? London, New York City, Mumbai, Venice, Athens, Sydney, Tokyo, Paris, or Helsinki?
London.
London, okay. Choose a fabric.
Okay,
there's a rainbow one, a tulle one, a cable one, a plaid one, a striped one, a gold one, another striped one, some kind of other thing.
I think one of them's gingham.
Okay.
But that's not the choice. That's not my choice. I like the cream one at the bottom.
Okay.
For all the listeners,
it looks like the sweater that Chris Evans wears in Knives Out.
It looks soft.
Yeah, it does.
That's what I like.
What do you do for a living? Service, health and science, tech, legal services, arts and media, education, business and finance, management, or other?
I guess it's arts and media, right?
That's right. Choose a cute puppy. Imagine you're looking at pictures of cute puppies. Some of them are floofy. Some are smooshy.
I want to huggle all of them. Oh my God.
I knew you'd like this
I'm going to go with the second one at the top, the black and white one.
Yeah.
Because I really want to smush his face.
That's the one I went with too. Which empowering celebrity do you admire the most? Beyonce, Mindy Kaling, Oprah, Viola Davis, Jane Fonda, Amanda Simberg, Alicia Keys, Chrissy Teigen, or Cher?
I'm going to go with Viola Davis.
Ooh. What color best represents your personality? Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple, white, brown, black.
I'm going to go with black.
Oh, really?
I think I'm, yeah.
All right. And finally, what gives you the biggest sense of accomplishment? Good health, lots of money, true love, great friends, pursuit of knowledge, having fun, satisfying work, and finding peace.
Finding peace.
Finding peace. Okay. You got Reggie Rocket from Rocket Power.
What?
Yes, you're Reggie, yeah. A complete badass that showed us all that you don't have to be a man to be a badass athlete. You're proof that you can follow your own instincts and interests to lead you to greatness. You have style too. Oh, I love that show. And I had a weird cartoon crush on Lars, not Otto, other guy. Anyway.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. I don't know what this show is. I've never seen it.
Well, that's a good one. That's a solid one.
Okay, it says badass, so I'm already into that.
I got Daria, so I'm pretty happy with that one.
Now, that's the show I watched that you didn't watch, right? Yeah.
No, I haven't seen that one. You haven't seen Rocket Power, yeah, but I can assure you.
But I feel like this is kind of our age differences, to be fair. Yeah.
Well, I love Daria from what I know of her, yeah. So I'm into it.
I love it. Like, one of the beginning scenes is when she's trying to play volleyball, and she just sticks her hand out after the ball passes, and that's all she does. It's fantastic. That's exactly how I play volleyball.
I will have to check it out sometime, and now is the perfect time to do it.
Do it. I feel like they are probably good.
Oh, yeah. I've gotten it recommended to me several times. So we hope that you enjoyed the sort of silly, goofy thing that we did here. Please write in and tell us what your results were, if you disagree or agree. We've got some contention between us about our hybrid houses and who should have survived. And you can send all of those to our email at stuffmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Instagram at Stuff Mom Never Told You or on Twitter at Mom Stuff Podcast. Thanks as always to our super producers, Andrew Howard and JJ Posway.
Have to take these quizzes too. Guys, yeah. You need to take these quizzes.
Yes, and send us your results. This is very important stuff we're doing.
Very important.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff Mom Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise, all things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect. This episode is brought to you by Pedigree.
If you've been looking for love at first sight, it is closer than you think. It can be found at your local shelter. So this June 7th to 9th, join the Pedigree Adoption Drive, and the Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide.
Pedigree knows that bringing a dog into your home not only opens their heart, it can open yours too. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more about the adoption drive and to see full terms and conditions.